Well, let us pray. Let us begin in silence as we come before our God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we lift our hearts to you. And Father, so many needs, so many situations. What an opportunity we have to pray and to know that you hear our prayers and that you love us and you love others. Father, we would ask that your love work in every one of these situations, comforting those who grieve, strengthening those who are under trial, giving hope to those who face difficult transitions, giving peace to those who have lost loved ones. Father, so many needs. And Father, as we hear these lifted among us, our hearts go out to the many that were not mentioned, and to those who aren't here, who have needs also. And Father, we just lift them all to you this morning. And we expand them to pray for the church, our church here, but other churches in our community and around the world. For those who serve, those who train, for those who go. Father, we lift them up today. During this election season, we pray that you would guide and lead and give wisdom and insight. That they would seek you in everything they do. Father, we pray for the needs of other churches in our community and around the world. There is no doubt that others are lifting concerns today, but silently holding those close to them. And Father, if it were not for you, what would we do? What hope would we have? What resource would be enough? How would we cope? How would we deal? How would we share? How would we move on? How would we assimilate the pain? How would we share grace and love? Thank you, God, for your love, your promise, and your Son. And Father, as these needs come before you today, and many more that we can't even think of today, for hurricane victims, flood victims, storm victims, and victims of oppression and injustice, Father, the list goes on. We could pray all day and still not cover them all. So Father, hear our hearts lifted before you today, and hear us now as in heart and voice we join to pray as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.